something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Correction, Paul Mercurio, in an hour from now. Also, correction, Todd, you do not want to be in an earthquake. My buddy Scott grew up in the Bay Area, was in high school during the 89 earthquake.
Big one.
He says, not fun. Yeah. Earthquakes are not fun.
Yeah, well, they're morbid curiosities for a reason. If I actually went through one, I'm sure my perspective would change.
He was right there. I remember him telling me the story. I think he was at actually a baseball practice coming back from something, and he could see the bridge and everything. It was just crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody got a hold of us, said, move on. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about you. Greg had a great point. Some woman's bitching at us because, for one split second there, we talked about, it's in it. We're in and out of what's happening in the world and trying to have some fun and relating to what's going on in everybody's life. And we were just, I just told Craig, because Craig doesn't read the emails like we do or the Facebook messages. She said, move on. Yeah. I'm thinking, that's who we're talking about.
Well, I think the whole thing.
We can't move on. We're trying to.
Yeah. Right. Move on to what?
What?
Right.
That's what Craig said. Move on to what?
Yeah,
the discussion is how you coping.
Right.
And apparently she's coping by yelling at me.
Yelling
so
at
us. If that's what it takes, then yell at us.
It's our fault.
I'm coping by, I got a hold of a buddy of mine who's he's a golf course general manager now, but previously he was the greenskeeper at other places.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him if he could come over and build and maintain and...
A putting green?
Design a putting green for me.
Your dogs would rip that up.
Oh, no, it would be outside the fence. Because we have some yard where the dogs don't run.
Got it.
So I put it in that portion. And I don't think he wanted to come over and mow every day.
Plus, and that's a special mower, too,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. He doesn't have the equipment, and I probably can't afford a green mower.
Plus a green.
Oh, come on.
One of those greens is pretty expensive to put in your house,
right? You can get some AstroTurf with the proper...
Yeah, just do AstroTurf.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have extra AstroTurf at home from this turtle enclosure.
I was thinking about a net and a mat, but I bet you if I ordered one from Amazon, it's not coming until June.
Yeah. I wouldn't bitch because they want ventilators.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. I'm just thinking of ways I can cope.
All right. Well, hitting a ball into a net in your backyard.
Well, what I did ask him for.
Just buy a net.
This might be
they sell those.
Yeah, where am I going to get one?
Go to Shields. They have big baseball nets you can throw balls into. You can still hit a golf ball into that.
See, but to me, that's an unnecessary shopping trip. Yeah. I shouldn't be out.
I
unnecessary
that.
Shopping.
Yeah, but there's a zillion cars there. It's crazy.
But
I know it's stupid.
I asked him if he could get me some of those little flags like they put on putting greens. And I would just dot them all over the yard and, just kind of have a little chipping course.
Chip into the dog turds.
This is a good time to work on your shirt game, golfer.
That's a good way to cope. Yeah.
Are the golf courses open?
No, not in my neighborhood. I shouldn't say not mine.
I think some of the munis are.
I don't belong.
Well, that's a pretty middle-class golf course in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
I
don't know what the case is in
it's not
Wichita.
My course. I don't belong.
I know they're open in Arizona.
I don't know. We mentioned before yesterday the clubhouses are closed a lot of these places, so they're letting people just golf for nothing?
No.
No golf carts?
You pay online.
Right.
One person per golf cart. No ball washers. Don't touch the pin. A lot of them are raising the cup. And what was the other one? The rakes.
Or no butt washers, too, by the way, we talked about earlier.
None of those. And the rakes for the sand traps, they've taken all of those away.
All right.
Times have changed.
Yeah, that's nobody's breaking out violins for golfers either.
No.
I understand what you're trying to say there, but oh, my God, you can't. Who didn't rake this? My ball's in a big hole.
Nobody raked it.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Well, you're supposed to clean it up with your foot.
I'm not cleaning anything up. If I'm golfing during the coronavirus, I'm chipping. I ain't replacing divots, nothing. Craig?
They should just do like the old Villisca golf course that I used to play at in high school. There was literally a drop box outside.
Just put money in it?
Pay your greens fees. Just put it in an envelope.
That's
put it
what
in the
you
box.
Did at the Rugby Country Club.
The honor system.
Yeah. How many times was that box just busted open with a bat and taken money?
Never because nobody paid. I certainly didn't.
No, I bust
broke
out a couple
high school
bucks.
Kid.
Yeah, if I could afford it, I'd put $5 in there.
Well, you could. Yeah.
But I think mom and dad eventually became members of the prestigious Rugby Country Club, so I could golf.
Well, take your $1,000 check and build a little green in the back. You're not sending it to Seattle now, and you're also not getting one.
Was on this date in 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led 25,000 marchers into Montgomery, Alabama to protest the denial of voting rights to blacks.
Yep. They're still fighting that.
Yeah.
They're fighting voting by mail right now because that's what they really want to pass in most states, because it should be able to, even before the coronavirus, we should be able to vote by mail. But they're fighting that. Who's fighting that, Nick? Just the one side.
Yeah.
Only the people that don't want you to vote.
That's it. That's the one side.
Well, the stuff I see, too, is like the people that are against that are the people that aren't going to want their older voters going to the polls.
Right.
They should be voting from home.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Boeing is ready to restart their production in May with their 737 MAX planes. They've been grounded for a year due to those crashes. Production put on hold in January. Now suppliers are being asked to ship parts again next month.
They're going to try to slip us under the radar. We'll fly these things.
Boeing is hopeful they'll be flying by June.
And hopefully they're not crashing by July.
Right.
Yeah, curious. Our pilot buddy wants to
be the test pilot of that, right?
Yeah.
Be behind the stick of one of those.
Yeah. Universities.
Yep, they're golfing in Lincoln today.
You're not riding the same cart with your buddy, are you? Even though we're not getting close to each other.
No.
We'll walk past each other in the hallway, but all of us are at least 4 feet apart. Our boss just walked in. She stayed away from us, but that's normal.
Yeah. She's just smart that way.
Yeah, she's just smart that way. Pushes it a whole separate room over there. He walks in here once.
Yeah, the boss knows she doesn't want to come more than about 2 feet into this room because generally it stinks.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
She does have that to
She has to stay within, within, you know, within close to the fresh air.
It stinks. That means you're healthy.
It does mean you're healthy.
In Lincoln.
I smelled my fart earlier.
Crooked Creek. Yeah. The tee times between 9:45 and 3 o'clock are all booked up. So people are golfing.
But should they?
Yeah, I don't know.
Means it's four guys.
I heard that we should not be
golfing. Right, that's four guys in a golf cart, two guys together, and they're, you know, still probably shaking hands at their buddies with each other.
High-fiving.
We're not high-fiving each other.
It's been tough.
Like we usually do.
Every break we do it. It has been tough, Nick. You're right.
I mean,
so you know, golfers, Todd, they don't care. We like the game, but the crowd, I'm not a big fan of. They shouldn't be golfing.
Yeah, I love the game, and I'd love to go out all the time. Right. But I don't think you should.
Yeah, I specifically asked Dr. Mina if I could go disc golfing.
Right,
and she walking said with three guys. Probably not.
Right, and you are compromised. We all are anyway. But
I guess.
Yeah.
I have to accept that. I don't want to.
Yeah.
You're not trying to get a second opinion?
So I'm trying to lead by example because I'm the most selfish prick in the world.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. So if you're a selfish prick, follow my lead.
Right.
I'm considering that.
You golf by yourself once in a while, though, right?
What, since this happened?
No, you've golfed.
I used to golf by myself all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I may have to do that.
Throw a frisbee by yourself? Why not?
It's not like I generally throw it to someone.
Yeah, I walk by myself.
No. I just throw it out into a field and go get it.
The one person catch is really sad.
It is.
Yeah. Like, Dad?
Now, you're reaching in the dirty chain basket, though, right?
Whatever.
So you got to wash your hands after the chain basket, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
but you know where your frisbees have been.
Well, you just walked the course first.
I do know where
first.
My frisbees have been. I've been there with them.
Eric and Lincoln works at a Muni.
I'm not saying these economies should go away. I just think that...
They're still open. They've removed all the trap rakes, ball washers, pulled up the cups to stop the ball so you can't pull the pin.
Oh, pulled the cups up. Got it. All right. We all got to get our sanity. I get it. I get the sanity part.
Yeah. I mean, these
but
guys...
But I also think that...
They want to get back to work, too.
But I still don't think... Why they have carts? That means you're riding beside somebody. That defeats the whole purpose.
Well, you don't have to ride with someone else. You can
but
have
you know
your
they
own.
Are. You know if the two times are booked, there are four guys.
I have no idea what they're doing.
They should hand out... You're right. They should hand out more carts. Stupid ball golf is right. They should hand out... Each guy should be able to get his own cart for the same price.
Or walking.
Right.
A lot of people are walking. You know, I got one of them old man push carts.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a trying time that challenges all of our basic assumptions. However, one thing that brings us all together is our common humanity. Now more than ever, teams must come together and work together to solve big challenges. And Trello is here to help. Trello, part of Atlassian's collaborative suite, is an app with an easy-to-understand visual format plus tons of features that make working with your team functional and just plain fun. Teams of all shapes and sizes, and companies like Google, Fender, and even Costco all use Trello to collaborate and get work done. With Trello, you can work with your team wherever you are, whether it's at home or in an office. No matter what device you're using, computer, tablet, or phone, Trello syncs across all of them, so you can stay up to date on all the things your team cares about. Keep your workflow going from wherever you are with Trello. Try Trello for free and learn more at Trello.com. That's Trello.com. Trello.com.
Universities, including private Christian schools, have closed their campuses and pretty much emptied their dorms at Liberty University in Virginia. Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr.
is an idiot.
Says that their dorms, normally housing about 16,000 students, remain open and ready to welcome residents back from spring break.
I'd seen his students. It's easy to pick on these people, but the students did the right thing about a month ago. They were begging. The students at Liberty were saying, please don't make us go back to Liberty. Don't make us go back to the campus.
Most of the students, he says, from what we can tell, are coming back, and they're going to live in the dorms, and they're going to do their classes online.
Well, then do them online from the house.
Do it from home.
My son, my nephew's in college. He's at home now for the rest of the semester online.
He says they don't want to sit at home in the basement and have to do their own laundry. Which doesn't make any sense to me because
do
it
laundry
seems
at
like
school too, right?
Yeah, at home, there's a chance someone else will do it.
Right, your mom does it there. Your mom does the laundry there. I know that.
He referred to the coronavirus as this flu.
Oh,
Jesus!
Said he's not worried about it. Says the media response.
What is up with the evangelical Christians? When
he
it comes
says,
to this,
Greg? I think they're invisible. Don't throw them all under the bus.
Well, but a lot of them.
Some of them happen to be these people.
Yep.
He says he also claims the media response is just politics and an effort to destroy the American economy just to hurt Trump.
So Falwell's an idiot just like his old man was.
The school actually anticipates about a third of the residential student body to show up, not all of them, as he had said. But still, that number is far higher than all of the other schools, other universities remaining on campus. Population is in the double digits, maybe even the single digits, just because some kids have nowhere to go.
Yeah, you're right.
But even then, with thousands of students on campus, if you've got less than 100 still there that have no place to go, that's what most of them are. These people are talking thousands of people.
Yeah, people left the dorms in Lincoln, and people can't stay if they had to, but you're right. Most people left the dorms in Lincoln, I'd read. That's the University of Nebraska.
Yeah, they are keep their fitness center open. They're operating their dining halls on a takeout or limited seating basis.
But
they're
the requiring fitness center right there, that's all germs.
They're requiring faculty without a health exemption to hold in-person office hours.
Oh.
They're asking for it.
And teach online courses from campus instead of their homes.
Jesus will save.
Falwell says this is a way to let students enjoy the room and board they've already paid for and to not interrupt their college life. He told the Lynchburg News and Advance he wants to give students the ability to be with their friends.
He's the worst person in the world. Yeah, it's all political to hurt the orange guy.
Yes, it's politics.
Of course it is.
I didn't know.
No, you're not.
Well, everything is.
Because you're not stupid.
Everything is for the rest of our lives.
But this is not.
Unfortunately.
But this is not.
Yeah, but people make it that.
Yeah, well, they're wrong.
Yeah, who takes a global pandemic personally?
Falwell and Trump. Yeah. That's true. Global pandemic. Well, we know who the guy running us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they created this to get after me. Like, no.
But Jesus cannot stop the coronavirus.
Yeah, no.
You know what the coronavirus
Suck
says?
Suck it, Jesus.
No, that's what the coronavirus says to Jesus.
Way to be there, Craig.
The resurrection is going to wipe it all out, though.
That's right.
So the social distancing, we're supposed to maintain 6 feet.
And we're not 6 feet.
Not the point here.
I know.
I don't like that term. I'm tired of that term, by the way. It's not social distancing. It's physical distancing.
Okay.
We can still be social.
All right.
There's a lot of ways to do that.
I tend to be socially distant as well.
Well, I can do that, too. I can do that.
Yeah. Going into this thing.
Say what you want. Yeah, right. I've been a social distant for some time.
I'm great at that myself.
Yeah. Just a note in case we don't know this. The U.S. Navy has come out
Oh, yeah.
The Navy.
And said that distancing of 6 feet is equal to one fathom. So a fathom is 6 feet. Just letting you know.
I never knew that. Right.
Yes.
So a fathom is 2 yards.
Yeah, I sent you a fascinating fun fact piece of...
be careful with the fun fact
part. All the distances.
Sometimes yours are just facts.
Tyler's the judge.
Right. How we came to figure out how much a mile was, how we came to figure out how much a foot was.
Well, that might be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
It's fairly.
Yeah. There's
not
some,
not a fun fact?
Some of them are more interesting than others.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Right.
All right, we'll touch
on that. The mile is an odd number of,
It's 5,280 feet, and how they came about that was kind of convoluted.
Right.
What, about 1,000 paces?
Yeah, that might be interesting, because a pace isn't 5 feet.
No, it's three.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I
or a little bit less.
I don't have that wide of a stride.
Maybe they had a really tall guy walk it off.
That could have been it. That'd be a fun fact. Yeah. He's a taller guy.
But he was tall. All right, now it's fun.
Now it's fun. That made it fun completely there.
That'd be a good NFL rule.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't get a tall ref.
That's
right. It's a 10-pace penalty, and you hope you got the short ref that day.
Yeah.
Because when you see refs walk off a penalty, you know, 10-yard penalty is usually 10 steps.
Yep.
Well, they do have...
It's becoming less fun.
Well, they have a
marks.
Point of reference.
Yeah, they have marks.
They got little hashes.
Yeah,
where they can gauge their stride accordingly.
Well, so if people are looking for stuff to do, out of Oregon, deputies had to respond to a call just before noon on Saturday involving a loud explosion on what is referred to as undeveloped county property. According to the county sheriff, upon arrival, deputies located debris strewn about the area and found a couch frame hanging from the power lines.
Wow.
The investigation revealed
was
that...
Was it a gender reveal party or something like that?
The investigation revealed
it's
that
a boy.
Unknown persons...
It was a pink couch in the power lines, right?
The investigation revealed unknown persons detonated an explosive device which blew up a mattress and couch. The blast was significant enough to launch the couch frame into the air where it hung up on the power lines, which were approximately 20 to 30 feet above the ground.
Yeah, sneakers I see, but I don't ever see a couch frame up there in the power
lines. A resident approximately a mile away reported that the blast shook the windows of their residence. No power outages were reported in the area. The crew removed the frame from the power lines, and they're asking anyone with information to call the sheriff's office.
Must not have been a hide-a-bed, because those things weigh a ton. You ever moved one of those things? They weigh,
oh, my God.
They weigh so damn
They are
much.
Ridiculous, Bush.
Hey, I got a
right.
couch to move. Okay.
No,
it's a hide-a-bed. Forget it. I'm busy.
They weigh a ton. They are just
They're
ridiculous.
So heavy.
Oh, they're a little bored, and they got plenty of M80s in the doomsday bunker.
Meth
so
heads.
That's probably what they
Meth
did.
Got to get rid of them before the lava shows up.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.